Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, there's only 3.5 days left in 2005. If the year was an old man, he's had a long, white, bushy beard. Out with the old, in with the new, 2006 rapidly approaching us. You know, I've heard everybody say, the Queen of England and the Pope and many others, that 2005 was a bad year. And it certainly was for the tsunami victims, hundreds and hundreds of thousands dead, no one really knows, over 200,000. It was a bad year for folks in New Orleans and other areas in the Gulf, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, areas of Florida, and yes, even southeast Texas. And a lot of other bad things happened, but a lot of people woke up to the New World Order. A lot of prominent individuals went public and said the government was clearly involved in 9/11. I mean, big-time Republicans and top economists and just highly respected individuals. I've never seen people more receptive to the truth than they are right now here as we're in the twilight hours of 2005. But frankly, it was a horrible year in the balance. I mean, Patriot Act extended at least for another month, a national ID card under the Real ID Act. We saw what happened with the faith-based initiatives still moving forward. We've witnessed, but it hasn't passed yet, that's the good news. Bush still pushing amnesty, so I guess that's good news that he hasn't fully gotten it yet with the border situation. But he did get the Real ID Act with the national ID card to be implemented at the state level. He did get foreign troops on the ground in New Orleans. He did get basically an end to posse comitatus there to a great extent. And we also have things like the New Freedom Initiative for forced psychological testing of all Americans ages 4 to 18, with the guidelines for that written up by the drug companies, their own documents openly saying that it is to drug the population and sell their product. So, and so many other bad things happened this year. But I want to open the phones up today. And yes, we will take a lot of your calls. In fact, I'm going to take calls before the next segment ends. I want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly of 2005. What do you think the number one bad thing that happened is, either globally or nationally or locally in your area? What is the number one good thing that happened? And what do you think is going to happen in 2006? You think it'll be worse for liberty or better for liberty and freedom? I really want to get your take on this, and I'm going to be writing down your suggestions, your ideas, and I'm going to be codifying an article in the next few days of the best things that happened in 2005, the worst things that happened in 2005, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then also another article about your predictions for 2006, what you think the globalists are going to be up to, what you think they're going to be doing. So here is the toll-free number, ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. People are starting to really figure out the fact that the Defense Department, the Pentagon, and the federal government are spying on us. And last week we were hearing that it was just 18,000 little spying events by the National Security Agency. And of course, I got on air and said, that's ridiculous. They've been spying on anything and everything for at least 20 years, wholesale. And of course, spying even before that. But, I mean, it's been massive in total with the computers and the keyword systems they've had in the last two decades. And so here it is today. Colin Powell's being spied on. Governor Richardson in New Mexico is being spied on. The troops are being spied on here in America. Everyone's being spied on. We've got to get over there to Iraq, take over that country, or we'll lose our freedoms. We better destroy American liberty to save American liberty. I mean, it's just baloney. And the neocons are coming out in rare form saying, hey, there's no such thing as freedom. I actually have a transcript here. You know, freedom is bad. We need to get rid of it. It hurts freedom.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 27th day of December 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And in the next 4 days of transmission of broadcast against tyranny in defense of liberty, I'm going to open the phones up. Of course, we've got a lot of guests coming on as well as we close out the year here in the twilight hours of 2005, a year that just blasted past us. I want to hear what you think the biggest stories of 2005 were and are. What are the biggest underreported stories? What are the most overreported stories? Those are always the cliched questions that talk show hosts ask. But I want to know what you think of the year itself. Was it a good year? Was it a bad year? Did more evil happen, or did liberty make more advancements? I mean, certainly it was a bad year with the tsunamis in New Orleans and the earthquakes in Pakistan and India and a record year for natural disasters. It blows away any other year in modern history since we've been keeping records in comparison. And what about the United States? A very dark year for America. We have seen Dutch and Mexican and British foreign troops in New Orleans conducting police activities. We have seen the police and the military confiscating firearms for absolutely no reason all over New Orleans, even in secure areas that weren't even damaged by floodwaters, refusing to render aid, but, oh, we've got time to go confiscate your guns. We have seen an open move to get rid of the 1878 law barring the military from engaging in law enforcement activities, posse comitatus. We have seen a year of the Patriot Act being extended into 06, at least for a limited time with a one-month extension. We, again, have seen the New Freedom Initiative, which people don't believe it when they hear it. Go read it. It passed. Now they're trying to implement it through lots of slick little packages at the state level. Forced psychological testing, drugging, but forced psychological testing of everyone ages 4 to 18. And in Illinois, they're just saying, nah, we're not going to stop there. All pregnant women, and we're going to start with all adults. And it's in the Chicago Tribune. Well, it's a good idea. By law, you'll be forcibly psychologically tested twice a year, and we'll put you in a database. And doesn't matter if the guidelines were written by the drug companies and their own executives have quit and gone public, admitting that it's a plan to force half the population onto psychotropic drugs that are proven to be deadly, toxic, and cause suicide. We're just going to do it. And the national ID card, which your neighbor will argue with you and say, I ain't got no national ID card. And they'll say that because it's a federalized state ID card that'll still have your nice little regional code and your little picture of your state on the front of it, but that's all it is. It is just a brand of that. It is literally just the local federalized card. And it's just that simple. So we have the Real ID Act passing this year. I mean, so much happened. I know there's a lot of different angles that I'm not going to think to cover. But yes, a lot of bad things have happened this year. But at the same time, it's always darkest before the storm, or it's always darkest before the end of the storm, before the calm. Let me see if I can get my cliches correct here. Yes, it's always darkest before the dawn, but it really is always darkest before it begins to break and clearly start to clear up. Meanwhile, these are the type of articles that we have here in front of us. Spying said to be broader than reported. Oh, this is out of the Associated Press. What incredible, amazing reportage. You mean the spying was many hundreds of times worse and more widespread than the mainstream media was first reporting and giving each other's accolades for their investigative journalism? And meanwhile, Powell is saying that he himself was wiretapped, but says it's legal and legit and good. He's happy the White House was spying on him. After all, Al-Qaeda can be anywhere. In fact, that's probably where you actually would look for Al-Qaeda as high-level administration. So I guess in a sick way, it's true. And the Pope is urging unity against terrorism. We're going to be getting into that. Of course, Governor Richardson and others spied on by Homeland Security with the NSA wiretaps. They might be involved as well. Gotta watch them. But everything's okay. Pope Benedict Arnold, the 5,000th or whatever he is. I'm sorry, folks. This guy, Ratzinger, really makes me sick. I mean, I'm not a Catholic bachelor. I'm not a Catholic. And Pope John Paul II calling for a new world order and having all the religions to the Vatican and saying they're all the same and it's a one world order. We need a one world religion. And now Ratzinger, you know, that's his real name, is calling for a new world order. I'm sorry. This is disgusting. I mean, I speak out against Pat Robertson when he's running around, you know, saying that implantable microchips aren't bad and Big Brother's here to help us. And I'm going to speak out against this. I don't care what denomination or group you're with. It's just, it's very diabolical. And more on the NSA. Former NSA intelligence analyst and action officer urged to be heard by Congress regarding unlawful conduct of NSA. Putin's liberal economic advisor resigned, saying Russia not free. We don't need this guy to tell us it isn't free. I mean, it's about as free as it was 20, 30 years ago. I mean, you criticize Putin, they arrest you or they'll shoot you just on the side of the road. There's no free newspapers there now. They seized the last one a couple months ago. There's a couple robber barons running the whole country, and every time one of them gets in trouble, it turns out it's a Rothschild front company. I mean, that's even been in the BBC, the London Telegraph. By the way, Friday, I was driving over to see family. I took off Friday, And I was listening to Derry Brownfield live, who's carried on the Genesis Radio Network, and he's carried on quite a few other networks, which always causes confusion. But, I thought, he's on Genesis. Well, he's on this other network. Well, are you the same networks? This is Genesis, folks, and you hear other networks that sometimes have some similar shows. The reason I say that is I'm really sick of people walking up to me, and it's a pet peeve, and it'll never go away, and it doesn't matter. But again, side issue. I'm listening to Derry Brownfield, and I haven't been on his show in about 4 years. He used to have me on as a guest, but on the morning of 9/11, I got on and said it was the government, and so I just hadn't been invited back on since then. But, I mean, I like Derry Brownfield genuinely. I think he has a good show. Comes on right before mine. You can listen to it at Infowars.com. But right before the morning show that starts at 11 a.m. Central, you can tune in the hour before Derry Brownfield. I think I made that abundantly clear, but... I'm listening to him, and he's reading an article that we just so happen to have posted at Infowars.com that I've been reading that very morning about how the British government has now announced what we already knew, that starting in about a year, every car in the country will be tracked by a transponder in their inspection sticker. It's the same here in the U.S., and that they're going to charge you the equivalent of about $3 a mile in peak areas and about 30 cents a mile. Again, that's U.S. adjusted. I don't have the numbers in pence. When you're driving on, say, on rural roads during non-peak times. And it admits that it dually will track everything you do, everywhere you go, and how fast you drive, and that they're just going to start randomly sampling caravans of cars to look for criminal connections and to see if criminals are stealing cars to go to the other scenes of crimes. And so it's going to tax you, it's going to track you, it's going to trace you, it's going to be hell on earth. And I was listening to Derry, and he was saying, I bet this will come to the U.S. I bet this is going to be here in the U.S. I just bet you. So I called in and got in on the show and spent about 20 minutes on air with him or 15 minutes on air with him and explained to Derry that, and I think this has been made abundantly clear, but I understand people don't want to realize how far along this has already gotten, that this isn't coming from England here. This came from here over there. About 5 years ago, I saw the first articles out of Indiana where they already had license plate scanning camera software on all the major cameras in Indiana under a federal grant. Texas had them. I've now learned about 8 years ago. I learned of it about 3 years ago. Texas already has the transponder readers put in most of the major highways years ago. They don't ask Americans. They just put them in, and then they just do it. And sure enough, it's out of CNET News, e-tracking coming to the driver's motor vehicles, Department of Motor Vehicles near you. E-tracking coming to DMV near you, CNET News. And I guess we've got to create a whole section on Infowars.com where this is all together in one spot. People are always asking me, where's the proof of that? This has got to be the 200th article or something I've seen on this here in the U.S. And they didn't ask you. They didn't pass laws. They just put it in, and they're going to start doing it. And if you don't like it, they got some guys with big old arms and tattoos wearing black uniforms with masks on that look just like Cobra Commander who will drop by and gun you and your whole family down. How's that sound? You're going to be raped financially. We're going to take your private property. Oh, that happened in 2005 as well. The Supreme Court saying, hey, somebody with big money wants your land? Locals can take it. Total robber baron. I mean, just there's not even any pretense of freedom. In 2006, before that, I think in 2006 we're going to see really people turn against the war even more. And I predict, unfortunately, in 2006 we're going to see a government-sponsored terror attack to get everybody back in line. But in 2005 we saw the worm turn. We saw the people go from predominantly being for the phony war to absolutely being against it, 70-plus percent in most of the major polls. So that is something good that happened in 2005. But I don't know what to say about all this transponder business. The government's gone rogue. It's gone criminal. That is the norm in human history. That is the way it is most of the time. And it's gone totally and completely rogue. And it looks like they're going to try to make every other despotism look tame. And they're setting up the dominoes in great detail to really throttle the living daylights out of us. The average person is literally sucking their thumb, gibbering, mindlessly talking about UT football. So I don't know. I'm not attacking your UT football. I'm just saying you better get your priorities straight, boys and girls, because they're going to take everything we've got. This is a mass raping that's being set up.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
All right, I said we'd take lots of calls, but I had to cool my afterburners coming into that first of the broadcast today. I want to hear your views on whether we saw more tyranny in 2005 or more liberty, what you think the biggest stories of the year were. And that doesn't necessarily mean, Jessica Simpson. I don't mean what the dominant media is saying the biggest story of the year is. What do you think the most important story of the year is? The good news is, in 2005, Bush has had to say, I'm not emperor, I'm not king, I'm not a dictator. The good news is people are starting to go, wait a minute, this is classical tyranny that's being set up. And no amount of propaganda or even government-sponsored terror is going to make people buy into these wars anymore. I'm sorry, the tired old, we're not going to retreat, we're not going to wave the white flag in Iraq where Al-Qaeda's lurking. I mean, people just know that's baloney. The globalists are in Iraq because they want the oil, they want the weapon sales, and they want to invade the rest of the Middle East. Their own battle plan states that. So next time a neocon gives you some baloney, some bull, about how it's to keep the children safe, it's just trash. All right, we're going to go to Nathaniel, John, Mike, Charles, Luis, and others. Nathaniel in Tejas, we're moving quick here. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I just
wanted to say the other day, if I wasn't making any sense at first. I was trying to read a whole letter I had written about all the weird stuff that links together that in such a way it can't just be coincidence.
Well, I don't remember the call, but why don't
you
tell us?
Well, he said crystallize your thoughts, and then I tried to shorten what I had to say. And I also wanted to try and clear something up. A friend of mine that tried to get me, and I know you don't like defending yourself on air, so I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but a friend of mine had claimed a while back that a Dave Von Cleese, someone that had worked for you.
No, it's not true.
Okay, well, that's what I told him.
I mean, what is this? I'm like asking people. I just never understand this or figure any of this out. I'm like here on the air trying to get people to talk about what's happening in our world, and we're talking about Alex Jones. How much more boring can it get? I mean, you're welcome. Listen, sir, Nathaniel, you're welcome to call in and talk about whatever you want, but, I mean, this is pretty boring. Everybody knows Dave Von Kleist doesn't work for me. Dave Von Kleist has his own radio show on this network.
Right. Well, that's what I tried to tell him. I thought he was associated with another program, and this guy is a John Birch disciple, and somebody at one of his meetings said this guy worked for you and that you get into a lot of stuff you can't prove, and I said, that's not true. I said, you know, so-and-so this individual's name, and I'm like, hey, you tried to get me to wake up and listen to Alex when he was on 98.9 or whatever it was, and at that time I just wasn't ready. You know, but
I understand. You've got a local friend who's been listening to me for, I guess, a decade.
He listened to you when you were on FM, and he said, hey, you should have heard Alex then. He really, you know, he would rant and rave, and he was great and this and that, and I guess that's what he prefers. I mean,
but now I'm telling him they're about to put transponders in his car, and I have the bill number, so I'm bad.
Well, no, now he's listening to you again, but it's like somebody in one of his meetings said something bad about you and being associated with this other guy, and...
You know, I try not, Nathan. I appreciate the call, and I really do. But listen, I'm going to move quick through the calls today. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on each call, and so just be ready for that. And you're welcome to call back another time and get more into this if you want. But here we go. I don't know why William Jasper, who I've met personally, wrote in a story that Dave Von Kleist works for me when Dave Von Kleist has never worked for me. Dave Von Kleist, I think I've met him in person twice. No, once. I met Dave one time in person. And that was when Joyce and Dave came to town for the Gulf War Vets Association, and we had some UT professor there saying DU isn't bad for you, and the anthrax shots aren't bad for you, and look at what an idiot that guy is now. I mean, think about how ridiculous that. I mean, everybody knows the DU is deadly. Their own manuals say it. The Army now admits that the anthrax shots were deadly and really hurt the troops. So I don't understand. So that happened then. A side issue. It just shows how people invent these straw men. And I don't know why the New American said that I hired Von Kleist to go, what was their words? Provocateur at Klamath Falls. When all Dave did was go out there when they were shutting the water out off, when they had a lake full of water, and they openly wanted the land to build a ski resort, and so they shut the water off and ruined everybody, and then they attacked Dave for going to that and claimed that he's my minion. And, I mean, Dave probably talked about that 500 times. I've talked about it about once. So I just don't care. I mean, quite frankly, look at the size of the New American versus Infowars.com. We dwarf them. Hundreds of times. I mean, so I'm not trying to brag. I just really don't care what they're doing. I don't care what they say bad about me. And by the way, by going on air and responding to them right now it'll do no good. There's a lot of good John Birchers who will hear this, and now I'll have to take 10 phone calls on it. I just don't care. Dave Von Kleist doesn't work for me. Dave Von Kleist didn't do anything bad at Klamath. He did a good job. And, you know, I deserve a retraction from that rag.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So much has happened this year. There's a big 14-foot-long white beard on 2005, out with the old, in with the new. What do you think is going to happen in 2006? I think it's going to make 2005 pale in significance. 2005, the all-time high in modern recorded history for natural disasters. Massive earthquakes, you know, 9.2s, tsunamis, record hurricanes, record typhoons. I mean, it's been a humdinger, as they say. And domestically, the New World Order has just come out of the closet. They've come out of the pit. I mean, they, you know, the gates of hell opened up and out they march, and they're openly... I mean, neocon talk show hosts, not just Savage now, but others are on the radio saying, put everybody in camps, arrest anyone that disagrees with the government, slave labor. Or, we've got all over the country, from Rhode Island to Ohio to you name it, Washington State, Oregon, California, trying to pass martial law provisions openly. You criticize us, you go to a camp. More and more armored vehicles, more and more police in black uniforms. More and more are just cameras and admitting they're going to turn all the major roads nationwide, starting in Texas, into toll roads. I mean, it's all happening right now. But the good news is, for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction, and the people are waking up. John, Mike, Charles, Luis, Sam, others, your calls are coming up. And look, I'm not mad at the last caller. I just want to move quickly through your calls. And you know what? I don't censor your calls. Just your first name or where you're calling from, unless you start calling every day, and then we'll tell you a call once a week. But, you know, frankly, I can have my view and my opinion. And by the way, addressing bull never gets rid of it. I want to explain that. Doesn't matter how many times I get on air and say, I don't own Genesis. Doesn't matter how many times I get on air and say, I'm not the boss. Sometimes I wish I was. No one listens to me up there. Sometimes, you know, it's just frustrating. You know, these local radio stations in Texas that carry my show. When something goes on with them, I get a call going, you're the owner of the radio station. You need to fix it. I'm not the owner of any radio stations in the country. I'm not the owner of Genesis. I talk to Ted about maybe once a week. Last few months, maybe once a week. Before that, probably once a month. I am not the boss of anybody else. And it's just, I can't address it. Just because the new American is so unprofessional that they said something that wasn't true and then didn't retract it when they were asked to, that's their fault. That's their problem. And see, there's no winning this. There's all these good old boys right now on the range, you know, out there with their little shortwave radios, they're riding the range, listening to me or listening to me on some local AM going, well, I've been a member for 42 years. I don't like, Alex, I like you, but don't be talking bad about them. I'm not, okay? I don't care if they lie about me. Just let them. And that doesn't go for all John Birchers, and that doesn't go for their readers. And it's just a big distraction. And so callers will be amazed. Well, why don't you want to talk about it? I want to defend you. I don't want to be defended. You know, none of it's true. Frankly, the stuff people say about me, none of it's true. Why, I scout the Christian family and hung them by their toes so werewolves could eat them. All lies. I'm a Scientologist. Never met one. All lies. Let me think. What else? I'm a New York Times reporter, and I'm 65 years old, and I have a radio show on NPR. I've even told people, these websites saying this, hey, that's not me. All lies. They don't care. I actually kind of like it, because all they do is advertise the show. And I don't want dumb people. Any thinking person's going to figure out it's baloney. So please, 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 please. People are tuned in on AM and FM stations all over this country not to be part of the peanut gallery and talk about Alex Jones. They're here to get analysis. You're here to talk and get information and discuss the economy and the Second Amendment and our borders. And I know that 98% of you are. So many people, though, just get caught up in the sewing circle, ninnying, just endlessness. And frankly, I'm a big boy, folks. I don't care what people say about me. I really don't. Look, again, when the New York Times attacks me, when Vanity Fair attacks me, when American Legion attacks me, when Popular Mechanics attacks me, when the New American attacks me, they just run up their flag, folks. They're running their colors up. Okay? That's all they're doing. And I'm a big boy. I mean, I can take it. I like it. When I'm getting fire directed at my positions, I know it means I'm getting the job done, folks. I'm smashing their systems. I'm smashing their lies. I'm wrecking their propaganda. I'm taking over and subverting their systems. We are overturning their paradigm. We are having victory after victory after victory after victory after victory. Every time we take action, every time we stop talking about how big the enemy is or how big the problems are, or, you know, how insurmountable it is, we fail. But every time we just start getting in their face and getting involved, we take our society's back. Listen, it isn't going to be popular putting transponders in all the cars and taxing you down the road. So we just admit it's happening and that the grid's being set up, we can stop it. It's not going to be popular when they put RFID in all the products, which they're now trying to do. We've been boycotting them and fighting them and trying to expose them. It's not going to be easy for them to put in their fraud-driven electronic voting machines, which we've been beating in a lot of states. What was it, a few months ago, 7 more states pulled out of accepting the federal funds for these things. Fraud-proven, certified CIA front companies. We're having victories there. We have been beating a lot of gun bills at the state level. We've had a lot of victories. We're also having losses in New York and in California thanks to Republican governors who are a bunch of gun-grabbing trash, and you hadn't figured that out yet. I'm actually trying to defend this country. And just because I'm more informed than the new American who's 20 years in the past and doesn't know how bad things are, they're going to figure it out later, folks. Okay? They're going to find out if they're not controlled. They're going to figure out what's going on. You understand that? And it's the same thing with all these other people. You know, sometimes I get sent an email and it's like, Alex, look at this message board. It says you said there were 45 million abortions, and now you're saying 50 million. Which is it, Alex? I used to hear you say 45 million, and now you say 50 million. Which is it? Well, the number grew. I'm not lying to you. That's just the number grew. But, I mean, you know, no one is, except Jesus Christ, is at that standard of being perfect. But I am correct on that. Well, a few years ago, I heard him say 45 million, and now he says 50 million. And then another day, he said 14 million. I was talking about England when I said 14 million. So I've got to remember, I've got people listening to every word I say. There have been almost, and you know what, I rounded off. I think it's 48 million abortions. When I saw that, I looked it up. It's not, I mean, it just, I mean, you're going to find out the transponders are coming to your car. We're barely beating the bills, and some states aren't. You're going to find out about forced psychological testing because it's already starting in the schools. I mean, you're going to find out about the national ID card. You're going to find out about the NSA spying on you. You're going to find out about the cancer viruses and the vaccines. Listen, I know it's scary. I know it's scary that elements of our government blew up the towers. But, baby, that's the truth. And I'm sorry if a bunch of old-timers can't get it through their head and can't gut up and admit how bad it is. Listen, I do everything I can to disprove the things we talk about. I do everything I can to disprove our hypothesis about the New World Order. But it isn't even a hypothesis. It's like gravity. It's a scientific fact. The globalists have codified their plans. Their New World Order plans have been published in hundreds of volumes. Their programs are public. And I suggest everyone realize we are in peril. All right, now you see, I'm 42 minutes into this transmission, and I haven't taken but one call. I'm going to make myself take calls. I'm going to move on. I'm going to hear what you think about the biggest stories of this year, the worst tyranny of this year, the best news of this year, and what you think's coming up next year. I'm moving quick. Get ready right now. It's like a force of nature. I just can't ever seem to get it done. John in Oklahoma, you're on the air, John. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? How's
good, sir.
Christmas?
It was pretty good, thank you.
Well, I guess, you know, if you want to talk about the biggest things that happened in 2005, I'd have to say Bush's spying, the most recent thing. I mean, that is just, it just seems so obvious, you know, it's so subliminal in the holiday season. It's just the coming out, you know, of spying by the federal government.
La, 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 oh, seeing eye, we're watching you for your safety, la, 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 la.
But it's happening. I mean, right before our eyes, and there's just. I mean, it's a little too obvious. I think, Alex. I think it's just a little too obvious.
No, it's all on purpose. As I said 2 weeks ago, they're easing it out. And oh, the New York Times holds on to story. See, they're conditioning us that's normal. And just like it's Russia. You know, Putin calls in the news editors. You do what I say. It's the same thing here. Oh, but we've got a free press. They did release it after a year, and then what they tell you is literally 1/1,000,000th of the true scope. And then notice a week later they start admitting that. See, they're titrating the dose. You know what titration is, or that's how people who handle venomous snakes, snake milkers that work at these facilities. They, because they get bit so often before they can work there, they have to give themselves higher and higher dosages of the snake venom. So if they ever really get bit by one of those big vipers, they won't die.
Yeah, it's the same thing as boiling the frog. There. It's just the way it's taking place, but it's just a little too obvious. I mean, and especially that New York Times thing, where they held the story for a year. Now that's got to be waking a lot of people up there. That's got to be making people's heads turn there. I mean, that's just too.
The neocons just get on the air and say it's freedom, and if you're against the spying, you're with Al Qaeda.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous, I got to say. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, Alex, was there's something I wanted to mention, and I haven't heard anybody else talk about this ever, and it has to do with the transponders and the RFID chips. Now, I don't know if you're aware of magnetic antennas with radios using ferrite to concentrate the fields and the signals, which increases the range.
No, I'm not that technical when it comes.
It has to do with it's something I was reading about, and you've heard about the broadband by power line.
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering if that could possibly, if there's listeners out there who might be a little more technically
knowledgeable. No, it's not possibly. It's been in major publications that they're planning to send you data over your phone lines, and it's going to be two-way. And that, yes, they're going to read your meter and everything through the power lines in your house, and that there'll be connectivity through the lines with sensors attached to the lines, using the lines as data conduits to then read your tracker chips.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a secondary signal. It's not the actual telephone link up that you get the information through. Is that assuming that is something?
No, sir. No, it's public.
Well, I know,
it's public that they're going to use the phone lines for two-way data transmission lines.
Oh, yeah.
And then those will be hooked to secondary devices. I don't know specifically about what
what I was wondering was if the RFID chips could, and the technology with the broadband by power line could coincide to work together as you know, if the high line wires, if they were sending and receiving data, you know, the equivalent of data for wireless connectivity, could they connect up with an RFID chip, say, theoretically?
I don't know. I appreciate the call. All I know is that they're putting up the radio readers right now, and that system's real, and they're trying to put it in the inspection stickers. And then nationwide, they also have another system that can track you from point to point and tax you just as readily and track you and surveil you just as readily, and that is the license plate reading systems. And remember three years ago, Florida Town, every car that drives through Florida Town, I forget the name, we had their police chief on. What a nut. Heck, let's get him back on. I'm going to write a note right now. Get Florida police chief back on. It's a small town, 40,000 people, I forget the name. Florida Town. And every car that comes in has the license plate scanned by the AI computer system, and it processes them. Thousands of cars an hour come through on a major highway, and it scans every one, and there's cops waiting for it to be blipped back to their car. And you go, good, that'll stop criminals. Folks, the government is criminal. Statistically, they're more criminal than anything else. It's a gang with a flag. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Mike. Good talk to you here. I'll tell you what, Alex. Best wishes to you and your family in the first year, my sister Kelly and Tom out in Leander and everything else. But, you know, you bring the message. I mean, I can't even say enough. You know, I sit here and you say it's documented. It is. Go to your website. You find that out. And I'm kind of suffering from a little bronchitis here, so excuse me. But anyways, I'll tell you what. You know, sometimes your voice, your tangents and everything kind of get to me. But I listen to you, and it's better than Rush Limbaugh, I'll tell you that for a fact. And you tell them the truth. I mean, things come across that are just, I mean, you can't argue with them. And yes, this government is evil. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Rumsfeld, Bush, they need to go. They need to be, I mean, you guys down in Texas talked about last news. They need to make a big one for this one and find a real big tree. That's all I have to say on that one. But
what do you think the biggest news of the year is?
The biggest news is, I think there's members of Congress and Senate, Republican or Democrat, that are coming out saying, put the brakes on here. Something's wrong. Yeah.
Well, I think one of the biggest stories of the year, kind of an addendum to what you're saying, or a caveat, or a supplement, is all these prominent economists from the Reagan administration and the current Bush administration, and all these other prominent physicists, and the head of the Star Wars program, and physicist professors going public and saying 911 is an inside job, and the government may carry out more terror attacks.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you go ahead.
But I'll tell you what, if the American people don't believe it happens, listen to Alex, listen to people that come on the show, go to the websites, and find out what's going on. Because for one thing, the towers don't burn down because 5,000 degree, whatever it is, diesel fuel that these jets, it doesn't happen. I mean,
diesel,
you know,
burns at 1,200 to 1,500, and steel doesn't even wake until 3,000.
Yeah, you're very correct. I mean, people don't even realize this. I mean, it was very obvious the day it happened. You thought, okay.
Then the owner says he blew it up. I mean, it's not like it.
No,
he slips up and goes, "I blew it up."
Well, I didn't hear. You mean on number 7?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. We had to bring that one down because we had to make a new development. That was a good one too. But I'll tell you what, Alex, keep bringing the information out to the people. We in Rockford, Illinois, the ones that, you know, I can get to and pass on, like the newsletter and stuff like that too. I do, because I'll tell you one thing. At times, I don't even want to listen to you because I got a gruffy voice. But the thing is, the news is out there, and you bring it to us. And I appreciate it, because I'll tell you one thing. I'm a victim of what happens with, you know, Homeland Security. I know what can happen. Like I said, I'm a ham radio operator. I've talked to you before on this. And, you know, this isn't a good thing. This is America. America needs to get out of their comfort zone.
Exactly. Exactly. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your call. I'll try not to be as gruff then. That's just what my voice sounds like. And it's gotten more rough over the years, so I've got to be careful. One day I will sound like Oscar the Grouch. There, see? Doesn't sound as gruff right now if I whisper. If I talk in my normal loud voice, though, it starts sounding like that. Masses of phone calls. I'm getting my stride. Masses of your phone calls. When we come back, stay with us. Tons of news.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Now we're learning that Colin Powell, the governor of New Mexico, ambassadors, you name it, all having the NSA spy on them. Oh, political enemies being spied on by the Pentagon, by the NSA, the American people. out at protest, conservative and liberal, having the army watch them domestically. I mean, these are all classical telltale, bedrock, real McCoy certified signs of grade A tyranny. I mean, it just doesn't get any more hardcore. This is classic. A lot of tyranny right now in Russia. I want to kind of parallel that to the changes in law and what's happening here and what's starting to develop. And I also want to get into there's a bunch of economic numbers coming out on housing and some other things we'll cover in the next hour. But I am for the entire 3 hours today, and we're now 55 minutes in. It's 55 minutes after the hour, so we've got about 2 hours and 5 minutes left here. Well, that's exactly what we have left. I want to continue to take your calls at 1-800-259-9231, and we are going to move quickly through these. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, welcome.
Happy New Year, my friend.
This is the Charles that called in during Katrina and gave us daily reports. Charles, how you doing?
Oh, fine, sir. Well, I want to make a prediction. I think the worst thing that happened in the United States was Katrina. And I'm predicting that, I'll bet you this time next year you'll have 30,000 homeless people here in Baton Rouge in the outer skirts. It's already happening. People are just homeless. I don't know why. We got jobs here, but they won't take a job, and they just don't want to work. And I'll tell you about this.
Well,
spying.
That's more government social engineering for you.
Right. And another thing about this spying, these governors got to realize this government eats their own. They will turn against them.
Charles, you've been listening for, I guess, about 9 years. How long have I talked about, how many of my videos cover the NSA spying on the American people? And I'm not saying I even broke any news. That's been known for decades. But the New York Times slapping themselves on the back for reporting on one-millionth of the news?
Yes. I tell you, you've been right. Sometimes when I first heard you, I wish I could have proved you wrong because it's been hard on me for 9 years. But you know what, Mr. Jones, I want to say something. I get so tired of he said, she said. If somebody ain't man enough to check it out himself, he's got to go by what she said, he said. You don't need to come on his air. You know what I'm talking about? You just need to say, well, just check it out yourself.
That's why I say always, please trust me, but verify it, because I want you to find out I'm telling you the truth. I want you to know it, and I want you to know they're a bunch of liars.
Yes. I've been passing your tapes. Well, I haven't lately since this storm has really been put a real damper on me. But I sent tapes to hospitals. The other day I gave a tape to a guy, he trains the firemen at LSU. And he come back and he was just so amazed. He said, I had to watch that tape 3 times to make it sink in. This is unbelievable. He said, can you get me some more? I said, as soon as I run some more, I'm going to get you some more tapes. But people that really, really take their time and look at this, they try to prove it wrong and can't. And that's why some rumor, some guy calling up, my friend said, hey, there's too much evidence out there to question you. You got it on tape, documented, and we got these weak people's got to quit. He said, she said, but there's evidence right there. You put out, 11 tapes? Books.
It's more than that now, yeah.
Well, listen, I tell you the truth, Mr. Jones, we in trouble. We in trouble. Look, they buying
guns. Well, I mean, listen, Charles, you know, the PNAC boys said before 9/11, we need to have a staged attack
right.
To mobilize the people to invade Iraq and to set a police state up. I mean, they tell us, Dick Cheney wrote a document saying Saddam isn't a threat, but we'll say he is.
Yes,
I mean,
true. But here's the thing, people, they got to get some fight in them, Mr. Jones, to know and give the knowledge. If they don't do nothing with the knowledge you give them, it's useless. Do you understand? People's got to get these tapes, they got to get to their neighbors, they got to form little meetings like we did down here, and that's what it is. Inform their police department.
Hey, Charles, you know, I've got a bunch of callers lined up here, but I want to get, if you'll stay with us one more minute when we start the next hour here in 70 seconds, I want to get your comment on the armed troops confiscating guns. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.